Foreword. It cannot be said that the Everhard manuscript is an important historical document. To the historian, it bristles with errors. Not errors of fact, but errors of interpretation. Looking back across the 7 centuries that have lapsed since Avis Everhard completed her manuscript, events and the bearing of events that were confused and veiled to her are clear to us. She lacked perspective. She was too close to the events she writes about. Nay, she was merged in the events she has described. Nevertheless, as a personal document, the Everhard manuscript is of inestimable value. But here again enter error of perspective and vitiation due to the bias of love. Yet we smile indeed and forgive Avis Everhard for the heroic lines upon which she modeled her husband. We know today that he was not so colossal, and that he loomed among the events of his times less largely than the manuscript would lead us to believe. We know that Ernest Everhard was an exceptionally strong man, but not so exceptionable as his wife thought him to be. He was, after all, but one of a large number of heroes who, throughout the world, devoted their lives to the revolution.